Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Thoughts Not Feelings podcast. I am your host, Natalie. As always, I am here not on time. Yeah, sorry guys, this episode is a day late. I am currently in Kelowna, as some of you might know, and therefore I have just been on a boat by a pool. Working as I was previously before I was on vacay time, and yeah, so I basically have not been putting in the effort to make content for this week's episode, so therefore I'm doing it this morning when this episode is released. Well, actually, that's a lie. I did have an episode filmed and ready to go for tomorrow, but as I was editing it and putting it together, I was like, I'm falling asleep listening to this shit. No one gives a single fuck about how my work week went and this, that, and the other. I was also going through shit, so I was talking in like a really mellow tone like this. And I was like super not using my dramaticness through my voice. And I was like, okay, you know, we have to redo the shit. I cannot put the shit on the internet. I will get made fun of. So we're back in better than ever. So, like I said, I have things to tell you guys. Clearly, if you follow my Instagram, you saw the top six things that went wrong a week ago. But because there was no episode last week, I couldn't update y'all. So, therefore, you're just going to get a large update this week. Moving on. So, I'm not even going to get into working at Kelowna Brew House because that's boring and no one wants to hear about it. So, I'm going to skip right to the part that people might find interesting. There was a shooting outside of my work. Ooh, I know, that's some like USA type shit right there. It was fucking terrifying, you guys. So, to the beginning of this story, what happened was a man, a dangerous man, an enforcer of a gang, if you will. Don't really know what an enforcer is. They sound scary, though. Basically, came into Brew House for a reservation with a birthday party. And, but we didn't know, like, we had no idea. We're just like, oh, like, another big strong guy, like, it is what it is. So, this man goes outside with his buddies, I think for a cigarette. Next thing you know, we hear, rat-ta-ta-ta. I'm kidding, that's not what guns sound like. We heard gunshots. And I was like, holy shiz. I was just at the bar, sipping on my margarita, like, we were literally, like, my roommate and I were literally about to leave and go back to our hotel room, and gunshots go off. We're like, holy fuck. So everyone from off the street starts running inside, and we are pushing everyone to the kitchen because it's in the back of the restaurant. It's safe. So we're like, get to the back, blah, 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 blah. Next thing we know, the guy who was shot is inside the brew house, like the targeted one. So we put him in this, it's a closed, like, little area at the back of the restaurant, but, like, not in the kitchen, if that makes sense. So then I wasn't involved with him at first. Like, I was trying to get people calm him in the back and just saying, no one go near the front. Like, just stay here and wait for further instruction. Then I hear people yelling, we need ponytails. And I'm like, I have ponytails. So I run towards the sounds. Next thing I know, I'm standing right in front of the shot guy. That was like a moment, and like there's people everywhere. Like, one of the girls I work with is an EMT, so God bless, she was there. She was actually really calm during the whole situation and like taking his blood pressure and shit, blah 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 blah. But like, the guy was super awake and like aware. He's like, I've been shot through my back, it's punctured my lung, I'm about to pass out soon. And I'm like, oh dope, like there's a shot guy right in front of me. So anyways, my role there was I basically held one of our takeout containers in front of this guy's face so he could spit blood when he needed to. I know, super fucking gross. So anyways, the actual EMTs showed up and took him away to the hospital. And yeah, so basically everyone else was able to clear out of the restaurant with police escorting, and we just had to stay for a few hours there, help like close the restaurant, because take in, everyone basically got their shit for free, and like everyone just kind of up and left, which brings me to my next point, which is super fucking frustrating, is that during this whole time people were being like, so, like, are you guys serving alcohol right now? Like, are we gonna be able to get our food? Like, no, you dumb motherfuckers. Like, there was just a shooting and someone just died. Oh, yeah, someone died, by the way. Not the guy who was targeted. And yeah, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, no, you're not getting your damn food. Like, ugh. Anywho's. So that happened. And then we all go home. We're all, at this point, we're really shooken up. I know for myself, I had a lot of adrenaline going. And then I lost my fucking backpack in the restaurant. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? How did I lose my backpack? I don't know, the whole day, that was honestly the thing that stressed me out the most. Is like, I did have a lot of cash in there. I had basically everything that I really needed in that backpack. So that was really stressing me out. So then I ended up going up to my staff room and literally just bawling. I ended up calling my friends, telling them what just went down. I just bawled my eyes out because I really needed some alone time. Like, words cannot even describe the emotions rolling through my body. Like, it was crazy. Like, I said to the girls multiple times, like, I don't know if I want to laugh. I don't know if I want to cry. I don't really know how to deal with stress right now. So I ended up laughing and crying. There's a little bit of both. So then we ended up going back to our hotels. I actually ended up sleeping really well through the night, which was probably because the night before I got maybe 2 hours of sleep because we were oot and boot being irresponsible children. Kidding. Not really. But so then we woke up the next morning and we met with two of the head office people from Brewhouse, basically just asking us what we wanted to do. I know most of the girls were wanting to go home, but I was having vacation time anyway in Kelowna, so I needed to stay. And then the next day, after the shooting, we were also finding out that there was a fucking bomb in a car parked across the street. And we're like, what the flipping shite is happening? Like, Kelowna is literally cursed. So then bomb squad had to come in from Vancouver or something to come and collect the bomb. So we're like, oh, that's nice. But then they asked us if anyone would feel comfortable going back to Brewhouse. And I obviously was like, yeah, like, this is clearly isn't going to happen there again. Was I a little shook, like, first walking back in there? Oh, 100%. I was shitting my pants because it was like, this was here. Like, we went through this. Like, we're bonded for life because we all went through this together. But that being said, it was okay going back to work. Not a big deal. So this brings me to... ugh, sorry, guys. This brings me to the first thoughts of the episode regarding experiences that you feel might have brought you some trauma. So I'm not saying that this happened with my situation. I'm just talking about my feelings, and everything else are just hypothetical situations. So hypothetically, if you go through a traumatic experience with a group of people, there are obviously going to be some people that are going to get over it sooner than you are and are just going to be back to normal, zip, zoopity da, before you might be, which is totally fine. Like, good for them for being able to get over that. Not a big deal if you're still not there. And I know for myself, this is an experience that's going to take me a bit to get over, because it was fucking terrifying, you guys. Like, there was a, like, it was just terrifying. I'm like, this guy was targeted. Like, what happens if there's a situation like this where there's another dangerous person walking oot and boot, and like, with one stream of unluckiness, someone else gets shot, like, and that could be me. So now I have like a little bit of anxiety with going out in smaller groups and just not feeling at, like, super protected, and like, you never know when this is gonna happen, and like, you really have no control over it either, because you can't read like a gunman's mind. Like, you don't know when these guys are gonna show up. Like, they're stealthy. Like, you just don't know. So I know for myself, like, if someone would tell me and be like, oh, like, I'm already over it, like, it's not a big deal, like, I'd be like, well, I don't give a fuck. Like, it is a big deal to me. Like, this is this was scary for me. Like, I'm not okay. Like, if I hear just a loud sound now, I'm like, I don't like that. Like, I feel unsafe. Like, something is wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Which I know seems a little dramatic, but honestly, that's just how I feel. Will I probably need to go to therapy for this? Maybe. I guess time will tell. But I know as of right now, this is just something that I'm going to have to take as a step-by-step process. And if you guys ever find yourselves in one of these situations or just have people telling you, I don't know why you're still making a big deal out of this. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, go tell them to fuck themselves. Like, go fuck yourself, mate. And you take all the time that you need to repair the damage that has been done and to get yourself back to that point where you previously were. Look at me using all these large words for this early morning. So that was just the first thought of the day. Moving on. So this episode, we're taking a little bit of a turn of events. I'm actually going to touch more into my feelings. Oh my God, Natalie, no, not your feelings. I know, I'm so sorry in advance. But that's not the point. So I have been in Kelowna for about, let's count the days, shall we? I could have been more prepared and pre-counted, but it's fine. For about I've been here for 2 weeks now, and I don't leave for another 4 more days. So I've been away from home for quite a bit, which is usually not a big deal for me because I'm a pretty independent person as is, and normally I don't get homesick. However, I am finding myself really missing home and having a little bit of anxiety just from being gone from home for so long. Like, my mom and I have been texting a lot recently, which is just weird because normally, like, my family just isn't a family that texts. Like, it's normally during, like, big announcements. Like, oh, another email is probably saying, Natalie, get your fucking podcast out. Just kidding. Back to the point. We're just not a family that typically texts or, like, calls each other unless it's, like, a really big thing. So we've been texting a lot recently. And basically what I'm trying to say is I miss home and I want to go home. But I clearly can't because I can't get a flight that's at a decent price until Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Based on how this trip has been going, last thing I want to do is fly home on Friday the 13th. But we're going for it anyway. So wish me luck. Back to the point. I've been missing home and therefore I've been feeling pretty down lately. I've been feeling not myself, which is really not the greatest feeling, especially for me, is I find myself going through these like waves of feeling low, feeling high. Maybe you're probably thinking, Natalie, you're maybe bipolar. So it's like, no, this is just me. So I know for myself, I am trying to learn how to deal with this. And one of those things that I recently found might be a thing for me is like being more open to the idea of manifesting. Ooh, because I think I've talked about it before, is I'm not super open to manifesting and like crystals and writing shit down in diaries and like stuff like that. So I'm gonna start manifesting, you guys. Like, that even like took a while for me just to say. We're taking this one step at a time, so therefore I'm still not open to the idea of crystals and that they have healing powers. However, I will try manifesting and let you know how this goes for me, because I realize that I am not in the happiest place in my life, and therefore some things need to give and some things need to change, and I need to be able to let go of certain things that are causing these, well, I wouldn't say strains, but just causing these unhappinesses. That's a word. I deem unhappiness as a word. Watch it already be a word. That'll be embarrassing for my life. Anywho's, I just want to be in a happier place, and shit's gotta go, shit's gotta change. And those are just some things that need to change. Moving on, I've also, this is just another thing. I am a simp. Natalie, why would you tell us that? Like, why would you feel the need to just up and admit that? Like, that's so off topic. Well, you guys, I am a simp, and I feel like that's just something I need to put into the universe in case one day I'm ever like, I'm not a simp, I'm a bad bitch. No, I am a simp. I am the simpiest simp that I've ever simped, and here's the worst part. I'm just out here, you guys know, hot Natalie Summer, like, I was open to the idea of finding someone. I was open to the idea of waiting for the bars. Well, we've been to the bars. We've gone to the bars. I hate the bars. Like, respectfully, there's this one bar in Edmonton called Midway. Ugh. I literally hate it. Like, I feel like that bar is just full of little children. Like, it's just not fun. I'm over it. But there's this other bar called Beergate where you will find the more mature people of the world. And I actually quite enjoy going to that one. However, I really just don't think I'm going to find the love of my life in a bar, you guys. Like, it's just not happening. I think I'm just going to have to bump into this person maybe at school. Maybe I'm going to find myself an engineering student, someone to make me all the cash monies. So basically what I'm saying is the bars did fuck all for Hot Natalie Summer. So that was a bust. However, back to the point of the simpiness, I have been simping for people who live provinces away. Provinces away. Like, I'm talking 8-hour drives, 9-hour drives. Like, who thought this was a good idea? And I'm not talking like, oh, this is like a little crush, like I can easily get over this. Like, no, I'm talking FaceTime calls. I'm talking drunk texts. I'm talking want to get a dog. Like, I'm simping. Like, I am literally going off the rails here. Like, I need to be stopped. I need to be controlled. I need Alex Cooper to smack me back and forth across the face. Period. So that's just another updating to my life, another bust of how Hot Natalie Summer is going. You guys are gonna be so disappointed. I'm sorry. I too thought it was gonna be more eventful, but you know, it has been eventful. But that being said, I don't know how many people actually I know how many people listen to my podcast. I don't know who listens to my podcast, and therefore I'm not going to be sharing all the sneaky links I've actually had, because maybe I've had none at all. Maybe I've actually had a few. That remains to be a mystery. Only Alex Cooper shall, holy fucking English, only Alex Cooper shares that, and mine shall remain a mystery. But yeah, so that has been this week's episode. I know it's been a lot of ups and downs, right turns and left turns, roller coasters, a lot of everything, to be completely honest. But I also just wanted to share something I found super important this week. It's a quote, you guys. A nice little quote that I have recently been living by. I actually made it my screensaver, funny enough, just because I think it's super important. So let me read it to y'all. It's called Calm the Fuck Down. Identify what you can control, accept what you can't, and let that shit go. Let that sink in. This is not a thought and feeling. This is just something that I have been really looking to when I'm feeling super anxious, when I'm simping hardcore because these people live provinces away, and I'm like, what if they're like not meh, 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 meh. No. So I have been looking to that. It's been helping me calm down. It's been helping me realize that not everything is in my grasp. And yeah, so thanks so much, guys, for tuning in to another episode. Sorry that it is a day late. Are we surprised? I hope not. I will do better. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Love you all. See you next week.